I should be joined live on the phone by the one and the only Jenny Carmody. Good morning, Jenny.
Oh, George, thanks for the intro there, the one and only.
The one and the only. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Near FM is 25 years old this year. We're having little chats with people who've been and gone. Jenny, can you tell us about your first days here? When did you start? And can you tell us a little bit about your job title?
Yeah, well, I suppose I was trying to think the dates last night, George, and it was 2003, would you believe, when I started up in Near FM.
Seriously?
And I started on it. Yeah, 2003. I know, making me feel old. But I started on a community employment scheme, like many of my colleagues up there.
And like me
my
too,
first
yeah.
Job, yeah. My first job was actually on Erwin na Micha, the Irish show. So I think I walked in the first day and I hadn't a clue. I had barely two words of Irish and I was presenting the Irish programme. So with a little bit of help and encouragement from everyone up there, I think I got through possibly about 10 of those shows before they said, hang on a second.
I remember them well.
Yeah. So I quickly progressed to being Brendan's assistant. If you remember Brendan Crean there with his quality time, wasn't it? The show
that's
he presented.
That's right. Yeah, God, yeah, that's gone back a long way, isn't it?
And we had great crack. We interviewed all of the community groups and everything. And as you know, Brendan was great at getting all of the community groups on air. And that was my really first taste of the community involvement side of radio. And I have to say, I loved it. You know, I loved talking to all the community groups about what was going on and sharing all that information with everybody. And I think the first person I met in Near FM when I walked in was yourself.
Me? Oh, bless you.
Yes, it was.
And bless you.
You brought me down to our old canteen. Is the canteen still there?
The canteen is still here, yeah.
Where we had great chats and everything else.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the start of the journey.
So I
quickly progressed to getting involved with a lot of the community groups, the school completion program and the CRC, and I actually became then the community coordinator up there for Near FM, which was great.
That's true.
The outreach coordinator. So I was involved in an awful lot of the setting up of the training with the CRC and the IWA. And we had great people in. And I think Andrew, is Andrew still involved up there in the radio?
Andrew is the boss man. Andrew is the boss man, let me tell you.
He's the boss man and I trained the boss man.
Great stuff. Had you considered radio as a career when you were a little girl, Jenny?
Yes. George, I always had my old stereo with the record button on, recording my make-believe interviews with anyone I could grab, and then proceeding to sing very badly, you know, Madonna or Michael Jackson or something into the microphone myself. So yeah, I had always loved the radio and always listened to the radio growing up. So, and it's still a very big part of my life now. Yeah.
Have you kept any of these old tapes, Jenny?
Do you know what? I wish I had, but I don't think I had. I don't think I have. I can't find any of them anywhere. It's a pity, although someone could probably use them to blackmail me now at this stage.
I found one of me at home about 6 months ago, of me when I was about eight, singing the Black Hills of Dakota.
Oh my God, amazing! I think, George, I think next week you'll have to bring that in and give everyone a listen, because I think they'd all get a great laugh out of that.
They will. It's very falsetto, if you get my drift.
Yes.
What would your standout memories be, Jenny?
Oh, God, I've got a few of them. I know in the beginning, so I was also part of the outside broadcast team there, myself and Gay and Pat Meehan and Noel McGuinness used to go off and do all of the outside broadcasts, and we used to do Rag Week every year down in the college, St. Pat's College there. You know, we used to broadcast from there every Rag Week, and one of the first outside broadcasts I did, I was only after being introduced to Noel and Pat and everything, and you know Noel, he's very charismatic, and he was telling me he knows everybody here and there, and waiting, he sees all the girls flocking after him, this, that, and the other. And And anyway, we got chatting, and he also told me he was a married man and everything else. And it got to lunchtime that day down in St. Pat's, and we went into the canteen. And he proceeded to chat up what looked like this young one at the counter. And I couldn't kind of believe what I was seeing. He was kind of leaning over, giving her a little peck on the cheek. And I was thinking, God, that's fairy now, isn't it? I mean, he has a wife at home. And as I approached the counter, he said, "Do you like my new friend here? I met a new girl, Jenny. Would you like me to introduce you?" I thought, this fella now, he's taking the tea. Like. And anyway, it turned out that that was his wife, Kay.
Can you remember that away day we had in Ballymun?
The away day we had in Ballymun.
Remember that Ballymun we managed to... it was the case of Turkish workers who weren't being paid but they should have been paid. But can you remember that?
Yes, I can. But jog my memory a bit more. There were so many memories, but they're not all going back.
I can't remember the name of the company, but we found out where the company was and we jaw-stamped them. Remember that?
Yes, I think I do.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, did we get a response out of them at all?
No, they just decided to not say anything and ask us to please leave, which we did.
Yes, it was the construction workers. They'd hired
that's
them, didn't they?
And that's
they had
right, yeah, from Turkey.
Brought them over here on Spanish contracts or something, and we're paying them €5 an hour or something like that. Was that right?
That is it. We were in the car on the way home. We got a tip off. It sounds like a bit like Cagney and Lacey or Starsky and Hutch, but we got a tip off as to where this company was. So we decided to go and visit. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Basically, yeah. I'm feeling old now, forgetting some of these memories. Yeah.
What do you think you learned most from your time here at NEAR, Jenny?
I'd say it was definitely dealing with all the community groups and I thought the stuff around design and courses and stuff to meet their needs. I did one particular, we did set up some courses with the school completion programme and we worked with kids from Ballymun. And it had to be very much centred on around their needs and we had to kind of let it flow, you know, the courses flow naturally. And there was two kids and they had such potential. They took the mic like a duck to water and they subsequently went on to work for Ballymun, one of the local radio stations up there. But I suppose that was a major learning curve for me, was to see how things developed kind of organically with courses and things like that and people's training. So I suppose that was what I learned in NEAR FM, how to kind of structure people's needs around courses and that.
And do you think your time here at NEAR, I love the way that rhymes, helped you grow as a person?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I met such fantastic people up there. Of course, I work closely with Geraldine Wynn, who was absolutely amazing. Amazing studio person, amazing journalist, amazing radio voice. And I learned so much from her. And Leslie, yourself, Sally, Kieran, you know, Sandra, Pat, that's just to name a few. And of course, all the techie people, Paul and Gay and all the rest of them, and Pat and Noel. It was just a world of professionalism and skill that moulded, I suppose, where my future went. As I said, I worked there, involved in the production side of the radio and everything at first, but then I got more and more involved in the training side of things and the community outreach side of things. And I suppose when I went on, I work with the Alzheimer's Society now and I'm very much involved in the recruitment of staff, the training and moulding of those staff and the future of the services and how we develop services around people's needs. And a lot of that stemmed from listening to people. And I think that's what NEAR FM does. It gives a voice to an awful lot of people who wouldn't normally be listened to.
Absolutely. And, nail on the head,
you know,
it really does.
It's so important. It's so important to listen and to understand people. And having the time to do that in my early career has really shaped, you know, who I am, to be honest with you, you know.
Well, I walked in the door around about the same time as you did back in 2003. So I'm here 17 years and on and off, but on at the moment. But I walked in here and I didn't own a computer and I'd never been on the internet. because
you were a good lover, weren't you? I was. How I got this job,
I'll never know. But yeah, I'd never been on the internet, and the first thing that happened to me was I was sent on a how to turn a computer on course. Behind us here. But now look at me. You know,
now look at you.
It is
now
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the best thing I think I ever did in my life. And I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here. I'm like a sticky plaster.
Good, good.
Still here.
I've always hoped to go back in some shape or form, but life takes over, you know.
Jenny, that was the next question. Would you ever think of coming back? Would you?
Yes, I would love to come back on a voluntary capacity or a something at some point in my life. But as I said, life takes hold and fourth kids take over and the house moves and everything else, and you find yourself with less time than you would hope to have. But I suppose my youngest, who's nine, has a great curiosity for all things technology-wise and DJ-wise and everything else. So I'm having great fun messing around with decks and stuff with him and teaching him how to do the odd thing on the computer. So hopefully one day, maybe he'll shove me back into it in some shape or form.
Yeah,
he'll probably have his own radio station in the next 3 years. So, and that was the other thing I was going to say. So I suppose growing up, my sister would have known children of Jack Burns, who you know was one of the founders of Near FM. And
well, I think it's fair to say that without Jack Byrne, I would not be sitting here today. Jack was the driver for community radio in all of Ireland, really. And I would not be talking to you if it wasn't for Jack Byrne. I know that.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I suppose he was a bit of a hero in my eyes because one of my favourite films was Pump Up the Volume, Christian Slater. Do you remember that one?
Oh, that was amazing. Oh, wow.
Amazing. Wow. Amazing film. So I suppose that was the era that I grew up in of the pirate radio station. And it was such an ambition of mine to go and work for one of these pirate radio stations. They later, of course, became much more, you know, nicely known as community radio stations. But they all started off pretty much illegally, you know. And I suppose when I applied for the position in Near FM, it was amazing. It was amazing to be accepted into that community of people who, I suppose, in the beginning had fought to bring that voice that wasn't mainstream media to the community. And I thought Jack is a bit of a hero of mine, you know.
Mm.
Because,
as I'm here, yeah,
as I
absolutely.
Said, growing up, he was the one I heard of who was doing this, you know. And it takes a bit of guts to do that. And there's not very many people who will kind of go out on a limb anymore and that will think outside the box. You know, we're all very much today afraid of being...
And the other thing this amazing thing has done is that it kind of rights a wrong, because this area, I've lived in Coolock all my life, and I'm incredibly proud of being from Coolock. I love it, I really do, and I could not live anywhere else, and I would not live anywhere else. But, you know, this place gets a kicking in the media, and so does Kilbarrick, and so do other parts of North Dublin. It's not right, it's not fair, it's not on, and we've put a stop to that.
We absolutely have put a stop to that. There is so many amazing community groups and organisations on the north side of Dublin in all of those areas.
Absolutely.
And that was something, again, that coincided with my start in Near FM. I had recently moved from Swords out to Kilbarrick. And again, Kilbarrick wouldn't have had a great name. Whilst I was growing up, I didn't grow up in Kilbarrick, I grew up in Clontarf, you know. So, and I was so surprised at the array of community spirits and groups in that area. That again, that was something as well that I suppose egged me on to be involved and to tell that story of those people. Mm-hmm. I think one of the first interviews I did myself was down with the KCPP in Kilbarrick, the Kilbarrick Community Coast Programme. And again, another great man down there, Declan, who set that up. And again, just to hear those stories and to tell those stories. Because you're right, in the media far too often we hear of the things that aren't done right, you know, instead of the things that are done right.
I mean, it's a thriving, amazing metropolis of stuff, this place. And that's not overstating it. It is. It really is. It's a brilliant thing. And it's great the way that people, because of lack of kind of like state supports, just got out and did it themselves. And that's what we Irish do.
Exactly.
We just get out and we did it themselves. Yeah. And I'm sitting in the product of that right now talking to you. And as I said, without Jack Byrne, I would not be talking to you right now. And that's the truth.
No,
that is the truth, without question. Jenny, it was an absolute pleasure working with you, I have to say. We must have a meet-up soon.
George. You, I miss those days. I can't believe it's so long ago now. Like, I can't believe it's coming up to... I think that it was the 10th anniversary when I was there. And we had a big, huge party in Clontarf Castle.
That's right, unfortunately, we can't have a party
this year. I was the one who started organising those, you know, the Clontarf Castle one.
But that's a round of applause for me. We'll have you back.
And the show you're sitting on too, Lifeline, I think I came up with that name in a boardroom in the civic office of somewhere as well. So.
Oh, did you? Great stuff.
Yeah, I did.
I owe you everything, Jenny. I owe you everything. Yeah, it's all coming out now. Listen, Jenny, we're going to have, we'll all definitely have a meet-up soon. Hopefully, some of the new school and the old school can get together and have a chat.
Hopefully, when it's all over, we'll all meet in person again.
Absolutely. And I genuinely mean it, Jenny. It was a pleasure to work with you. It really was.
And could you play something for by you two for me in remembrance of my colleague and friend up there, Geraldine Wynne?
I will have a look in a second and I'll see what I can do. Unfortunately, we have to go.
Okay.
Jenny, it was an absolute pleasure. But thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Lovely to talk to you, George. Anytime.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Thanks a million, Jenny. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 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 I was joined there by my former colleague, Jenny Carmody.